arrived in the Turkish capital Ankara Thursday in a show of solidarity following last week's earthquake that devastated parts of Turkey and Syria. Speaking alongside the Turkish foreign minister, Stoltenberg told reporters that NATO stands with Turkey, a NATO member, in its time of need. He said the alliance's focus now will be on reconstruction and supporting people displaced by the earthquake. More than 41,000 people have died in both countries. United States Vice President Kamala Harris landed in Munich on Thursday to attend the 59th Munich Security Conference. Harris was greeted by Bavaria's Minister President ahead of the conference, which is due to start Friday. It is an annual meeting with experts, high-ranking politicians, and various heads of state to discuss global security policies. The main topic of this year's conference will be the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, which has seen a change in security policies all over Europe, including commitments to increased weapon deliveries in the last month. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports U.S. President Joe Biden is in Bethesda for a doctor's visit today.
President Biden is getting a medical checkup today at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. There's been some interest in the health of the 80-year-old president, the oldest in history, as he makes plans for an expected re-election campaign. After his last exam in November of 2021, Dr. Kevin Connor, who's been Biden's doctor since 2009, said he was healthy and vigorous and deemed him fit to successfully execute the duties of the presidency.
For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia said Thursday it was expelling four Austrian diplomats in a tit-for-tat move after Vienna expelled four Russian diplomats in a case which appeared to be related to espionage allegations. In a statement, Russia's foreign ministry said Vienna had taken an unfriendly and unjustified step and was ruining Austria's previous position as a respect, unbiased, and neutral state. Britain's counterterrorism police chief said Thursday his officers are increasingly dealing with threats from hostile states such as Russia, China, and Iran in a shift in focus away from Islamist extremism. The September 11, 2001 attacks on the United States and deadly incidents in Britain made tackling Islamist plots the priority for counterterrorism police, with resources focused on the threat from homegrown and foreign-based militants. Polish President Andrzej Duda met with UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak on Thursday during a visit to London.
Well, Andrzej, it's great to welcome you here to the UK, to London, and build on our friendship and our partnership. And I think all about that later today, what more we can both do.
The two leaders held talks in Downing Street and were set to discuss the united military support for Ukraine and security for the region. Last week, Sunak held talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at Downing Street in a surprise visit. Extra military surveillance aircraft and ships have been sent to Australia's northern waters to boost border protection efforts. The move comes amid warnings from the Conservative opposition that government changes this week to refugee visas could see a resumption in people smuggling activities. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
The new deployment of additional patrol ships and surveillance aircraft comes as the left of center government this week gave about 19,000 refugees on temporary visas the right to stay permanently under new rules. To qualify, migrants must have arrived in Australia before the start of Operation Sovereign Borders. Defence chiefs have confirmed that the military is offering so-called surge support to efforts to deter boats trying to reach Australia's northern territorial waters. Opposition lawmakers said the new visa changes would encourage more asylum seekers to try to reach Australia by sea and would enliven opportunities for people smugglers. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Caribbean leaders meet Thursday for the second of 3 days of talks in the Bahamas with a focus on the situation in Haiti, as well as regional health, food, security, climate, trade, and security issues. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told VOA Creole he was happy to be there to discuss the issues. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One